Okay, guys, we just finished looking at all the questions submitted for tonight's Saturday Night Contest. It's not really a Saturday Night Contest per se. It's more of a Saturday Night...
beep.
Yes, exactly. Insert beep here. Yeah. Saturday Night Event, that if you can't hear, that is Dan Buck on the line as well. Dave Buck, apparently, I did not have a doctor's note to this effect. So
he was attacked by a liger, so he's feeling a little under the weather. But Dave Buck, nevertheless, he's a wuss.
Yeah, exactly my point. Dave Buck was attacked by a small bear or a puma earlier this afternoon. Don't worry, he's in perfect condition. He no longer has arms or legs, but other than that, he is completely fine and absolutely great. Back to the topic. We wanted to do something different with this week's Saturday Night Contest, and so what we did was we asked for you guys to submit questions. We're going to be doing this a lot more, where you can ask questions to different artists and stuff, and we'll directly answer them, and that's what we're about to do. This week we were going to have Dan and Dave Buck, but Dave was obviously in critical condition because of his liger incident this afternoon, so we've just got Dan, which in his unbiased opinion is the better of the two.
I'm falling asleep, dude.
Alright, well, we'll get right to it. Thank you. So basically, I'm just going to go through. We're going to give as many answers as we possibly can. We had a lot of duplicate questions, so if your question was asked by someone else, don't get jealous. We went through as many of these as we possibly could, given 20 minutes to do so, and we'll get right started. The first one, Dan, we got from a member. His name is Rob C., and I thought this was a good introductory question. He just basically asked, what got you interested in flourishing, and what were your biggest influences along the way?
Shit, that was a long time ago. I guess Chris Kenner's Five Faces of Sybil was really the thing that got us into flourishes. That was probably the first, I would say, real flourish we've learned, apart from your basic Charlie A cut or one-handed shuffle. And after that, we just started developing our own variations of Sybils and other flourishes and cuts. I mean, we grew up in a small town, so there was really nothing else to do but, you know, practice something, whether it was cards or skateboarding or snowboarding or sports, whatever. So,
and obviously, I think it's pretty self-evident that you guys sucked at skateboarding and you ended up with card flourishing.
Skateboarding, yeah, we sucked at, but we were pretty good at snowboarding. I mean, Dave won a couple contests. I got, you know, second place. Dave got first place. So he might have been better than me at snowboarding, but when it comes to, I guess we'll get to that later.
Okay.
That's another question.
Well, this next one is along the same lines. This is by JJT, and he asked, what made you depart from the normal styles of magic and start on flourishing, which was a relatively new concept, or I'd say uncharted territory slightly, when you guys really came along and put emphasis on that?
For one, it's boring. It's very redundant. It's all the same. Magicians are geeks. So I just wanted something a little more stylish and hip and modern to the times, something that I could relate to, since I was, at that time, very into all the extreme sports. So when I was doing it, I didn't really want to look like, you know, the clown carrying sponge balls or that sort of thing. And cards seemed like the more practical, cool, hip thing to carry around with, sort of.
But along that line, this wasn't part of the original question, but just me asking, was there anything you saw at that time that made you think that this flourishing had great potential to be some really cool thing? I mean, was this, at that time, there wasn't, you know, loads
at of... At that time, I mean, Devo wasn't even around. He came onto the scene a couple of years later, so there was really nobody. I mean, you had, you know, Lee Asher doing a few things, and then Brian Tudor and Joey Burton, who's still very much underground and doesn't show off his stuff that much, but in actual fact, he's still one of the most amazing flourishers I've ever seen. And still people can't even touch him, I don't think. But if we could actually convince him to get his stuff out there, that might change.
Exactly. This one is a completely unbiased question, I think. And so in your completely objective opinion, E-Man Magic asks, which Buck is a better flourisher, Dan or Dave? And as a side note, I see this question posted in the forums all the time. Like, literally at least once a week I see this question posted by someone, so I figured we would go ahead and address it definitely tonight, so we have the finite consensus.
Better flourisher, right?
Correct.
I don't know. I would say it's a toss-up. We each do our own stuff. I mean, technically, yes, we can do everything, each other does, but we try to do different stuff. But I would say Dave is more skilled in just flowing, just, you know, making up stuff on the fly, just, you know, just, I don't know how to describe it. I'm
mean,
at a loss of words right now.
Speaking as someone that, you know, I remember when we went to shoot the Split Spades video, I mean, yeah. Just to let these guys know kind of how this worked, is when we were shooting this, I remember... There was no, Dan's going to do all the easy stuff and Dave's going to do the hard stuff. It's basically, it was, you guys both have certain moves.
No, yeah, we know, like, we each have our own stuff and we know what works well for what, and we can kind of play off each other's things when we're going back and forth, as in that trailer.
Right, and tag-teaming things, and,
yeah.
You know, each of you has your own strengths and weaknesses, and you're like, oh, he can hit that, yeah. But I can hit this better, et cetera.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think that's good. Let's see here. This was a question that I liked. This was by Creeper, posted at 802. He asked, what are your dreams? What else would you like to accomplish? You've made it this far. Where do you want to be in 10 years from right now?
In 10 years, that's, you know, 10. I've only been into to Magic for 10 years. So in 10 years from now, it's just, you know, it's so far in the future. But, you know, we've always been interested in film. We went to film school. And I think, you know, eventually we would like to tackle that medium, direct, produce, write movies for Hollywood. Be cool. Be fun. So I see us doing that.
As a follow-up, this, speaking of, you said video, so this made me think of this question. This is by Jolly, J-A-L-I, and he asks, what is your preferred method of practicing? Do you watch yourself in front of a mirror, record yourself on a video camera to study it after? How do you practice?
How do I practice? It's different now than how it used to be. It used to be me sitting on my bed with headphones listening to, you know, Dave Matthews or any sort of
Spice
electronica.
Girls. What? Spice Girls and, Alanis Morissette.
Britney Spears.
Christina Aguilera.
Actually, Justin Timberlake's pretty good.
J.C. Chazé.
But,
go ahead.
Just, you know, sitting on the bed with headphones, you know, secluded just to ourselves and just, you know, practicing for like 8 hours, 10 hours straight. That's how we practice back in the day. Now it's just, you know, we never don't have a deck of cards in our hands, so it's constantly, it's sort of like a nervous habit. It's just we're always doing something, whether we're driving, we practice with our hands and drive with your knee. If you're 16 yet, you should try that.
Just it's very fun. Safe, especially when you're text messaging on an iPhone at the same time.
And then I practice a lot while watching movies, a lot while editing video. There's a lot of render time, especially now dealing with HD footage. It takes like 5 times as long, so I'm finding myself getting a lot of practice time and just waiting for the progress bar to complete. It's kind of annoying, but it gets in the practice time. So I guess nowadays it's just I'm always doing it, so I don't really have a set time.
It's just, I guess, like an evolutionary process. Like, I remember way back when we shot the What Is Theory 11 videos, I forgot what move it was. I'm not going to try to reference it specifically. There was, like, a move you guys were just starting to learn then, and then I'm not going to say which one it was, but you hit it exactly in the Split Spades video. So it's like you see the evolution of something you're playing with, and you're getting this real-life practice using it or playing with it and getting it smoother. And then until it is second nature, and that's when it's something that's part of your repertoire. Next question is on a totally different path. I have no clue how to pronounce the username of this member. Sarath Paco. I am 89.7% positive I did not pronounce that right, but he's asking a great question. He says, in your opinion, what do you consider flourishing as? Some say it's an art, some say it's an application to magic, etc.
Whoever says it's an application to magic is a dumbass. I mean, what application is it for? I would say it's definitely an art. I mean, you could use it in your magic, but I think it's definitely separate.
You think it's a separate entity in and of itself, or?
Well, it's not magic. There's no magical effect in it.
Correct.
It's juggling, if you want to, you know, bring it down to what it really is.
I was trying to think. But is there? I think what he's trying to get at is there any way that flourishing can complement magic? Like, do you ever?
Oh yeah, all the time. I use it all the time to complement tricks in magic. I don't just do a flourish. I actually rarely do flourishes when I'm performing, just because it's not a magical effect. It's cool. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, flourishing would just make people stop and stare. And Dan, you remember we were...
It's good to get them to, you know,
take notice.
Look at you. Like, a lot of the times I don't even, you know, go up to people and ask, hey, you want to see a trick? It's, you know, I do something, and they're like, wow, this guy's got something cool. Let me go see what he's all about, you know? So
and it gets
it's
attention.
A way to draw in people to you rather than you approach them via, like, David Blaine style or whatnot.
Right, I remember... perfect example of that is when we were standing outside the Hollywood Theater. I don't know if you remember this at the MGM. I think it was you, not Dave, and we're just and you were flourishing. And I'm not going to say he was homeless, but there was a urban dressed man that came up to you. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And asked to show you something, and asked to for you to show him something. And I don't remember what you showed him, but he was amazed. And but it did draw attention to you. It made the spectator. Come to you even if it's someone that you did not want really near you.
Yeah.
Next question is from Illusionist14. He says, do you guys do anything else in the magic today that involves something other than cards?
Is it spelled with an E?
It's spelled with an I.
Okay, that's good. Because I was going to answer it if it was spelled with an E. Wait, what was the question again?
Do you guys do anything else in magic today that involves something other than cards? He's asking if you just do card flourishing card magic, or is there something, are you working on a SpongeBob routine perhaps that we don't know about? Actually, we've got the trilogy SpongeBob series coming out soon, exclusive, so.
Yeah, I do play with other ideas. I'm actually working on a set of notes, non-card magic from Darren Dave, so it's pretty good. It'll be interesting. You guys will like it.
The last question I have here before I get into a kind of an aside in a second is by Shadow782. He says, what does the new deck Smoke and Mirrors look like? And I'll elaborate to that no one really knows much about this deck at all other than the name and obviously some select visuals that have been released thus far.
So you want me to tell you what it looks like over the phone?
Everyone close your eyes and imagine awesomeness, basically.
It's very different than anything out there. It's, you know, we said, all right, we took the Guardians, we took, you know, David Blaine's deck, we took all the different bicycle cards, and we're like, all right, how can we be different? And then we found an amazing artist we like, C. Scott from London. You guys can check him out at C. Scott Studios or cscottstudio.com. Just Google C. Scott. And, you know, he's just got a really unique, amazing style. And I think you guys are really going to dig it. So,
I think we've been working on this thing for months now.
We started this project in October of last year. And it's just been a back and forth game between Dave and I, JV, the artist, and a few close friends, just trying to get these cards, you know, exactly how we want them. So I think in the long run, it's going to be better, just like the trilogy was, you know, such a long wait. It's like, it's going to be out, and it's delayed. It's going to be out, and it's delayed. And, you know, now look what it is. So, not to brag or anything.
Now look what it is. It's beautiful. Well, just so they know the latest update, we did just finalize all the artwork for this week. And from my perspective, I think we've showed this to maybe two people, tops, three people on our team. And the one thing you can't you know, argue about the deck that everyone's just kind of been gawk-eyed or just like jaw drops about is about it's original. You know, there's nothing like it. This is not something that resembles the Guardians or any other. There's been tons of custom decks released, but this is a departure from anything the usual, and it's refreshing to see something that's that original, that is that out of left field. C. Scott didn't, obviously, has no playing card experience.
Yeah, when we originally gave direction to C. Scott, we just said, look, you know, we love your style. You know, go for it. You know, we didn't really want to give him any direction because, you know, we wanted him to start from scratch, never having designed a deck of cards before, not really knowing how a deck of cards should be designed. I think was, you know, a great way to do it because we got something really unique and original.
Right, and this is a deck that it's all custom back design. There's two different colors. They're not colored. So other people were asking that, are they red?
Yeah, they're black and white and inverted black and white. What there isn't, we might do red and blue later on. So.
Yeah, we played with some color options for these things, but the original ones that will be out will be, that's why it's called Smoke. Smoke's the white deck. Mirror is the black deck, black back.
Yeah.
It's not a inverted, completely face deck or anything like that. It has custom jokers and ace of spades, but more info obviously in the coming weeks. But Is there anything else you wanted to address? I know you guys are working on Surfist right now, Chad Nelson.
Yeah, Surfist is probably going to go to print the same time as the cards. So hopefully we'll have a nice little joint release with that one. And expect to see a teaser hopefully tomorrow or Monday. So check out the site. And it'll be a nice little teaser for you guys to look at.
Sweet. I think that's all we have time for. And I think we got through a lot. We got through at least, like, I'm just guesstimate, 50 to 75 questions, it feels like, in the last 10 minutes. So I feel like that's a good length.
50 and, to 75 questions.
Yes, exactly. And I'd also like to dedicate this interview to Ricky Smith.
Speaking of Ricky Smith, everyone needs to send a Get Well card.
Please send flowers, actually. Enormous bouquets of flowers.
He broke his leg and is in a cast for 6 weeks. So that kind of sucks.
Exactly. Well, maybe he'll get some good practice time in during that time. But anyone out there that knows Ricky, please send bouquets of pink roses, if possible. I'm not sure of his address, but if you know him, you can find it. And I believe that's it. I think I like this kind of format of the interview style, so I'm sure we'll be doing more of these question and answer type things with Dan and Dave and different artists and stuff in the future. So I think that is all we got.
Cool.
Yay. Okay. Well, I will chat with you guys soon. If you guys had a question that was included in this interview, check your private messages later tonight, because we're giving away a free one-on-one of your choice on the house to anyone whose question we actually used. So check your PMs and see who gets it. I think that is it. So until next week, peace. Word. Later. Word.
Bye.
Later.